Driving down the freeway at night, Lainey fiddles with the radio. She turns the music up to keep herself awake. There aren't many cars around at this late hour, so Lainey doesn't worry about annoying anyone with her loud music. She nods her head to the beat of the music and concentrates on the road. It's been a while since she's seen anyone, so it comes as a slight shock to see someone walking along the side of the road. The figure seems to perk up at the sight of the headlights and turns toward her car, with a thumb held high in the air. Lainey drives close enough to see a handsome man attempting to flag her down. Feeling nice, Lainey slows down and pulls over next to the mysterious man. He approaches her passenger window, so she turns the radio down and lowers the window. "Hi, thanks for stopping. I'm looking for a ride out of town. Think you could give me a lift?" Now able to get a clear look at the stranger, Lainey notes his strong jaw and kind eyes. Overall, he has an extremely attractive face, which may be the reason why she trusts him. "Well, you're in luck. I'm headed out of town, and I don't mind giving you a ride." Lainey smiles at the man. "What's your name?" "My name's Brett. What about you, beautiful?" Brett grins attractively at Lainey, making her stomach flip and face heat up. "I'm Lainey," she answers, a bit breathlessly. "Hop in." Lainey unlocks the door, and Brett climbs into the passenger seat with an easy smile. "Thanks again. I really appreciate this." "It's no problem. We're headed in the same direction anyway." After Brett gets in the car, Lainey drives away. She keeps the radio low, unsure if she should try and make conversation with the attractive stranger in her car. She spares a few inconspicuous glances towards Brett, but he must sense her eyes on him. Brett looks over just as Lainey glances at him for the umpteenth time and manages to catch her eye. Embarrassed, Lainey jerks her head back to facing the road, and Brett lets out an attractive chuckle. "You know, I'm extremely thankful for the ride. You saved me from walking miles in the dark." "You're welcome. But it really isn't any trouble. You can stop thanking me so much," Lainey jokes. "I want to repay you somehow. You know, to really show my gratitude," Brett says as he runs his fingers lightly over Lainey's hand that lays between them on the center console. Pleasant sparks of electricity shoot through Lainey's body at the simple touch. She glances at Brett, who's already looking at her with a desirous expression. He gazes at her with intent, and Lainey understands how he wants to show his gratitude. "I'd love that." They share a heated look before Lainey breaks it to drive them into an empty parking lot. She twists her car key out of the ignition, cutting the engine and bathing them in silence. Brett leans over and kisses Lainey passionately. Lainey pulls Brett closer, trying desperately to get more. "Let's get more comfortable," Brett suggests. "Good idea." Lainey climbs into the back seat. The only light comes from a flickering street lamp, but it's enough for them to navigate the car and each other's bodies. Brett follows Lainey to the back seat and settles between her legs. Brett locks them in another heated kiss, sliding his tongue in Lainey's mouth, tasting her thoroughly. Lainey's arms wrap around Brett's neck enthusiastically, pulling him down to fit his body against hers. "I want to fuck you, baby," Brett pants out. "Can I fuck you?" He grinds his hard cock onto Lainey's pussy through their many layers of clothes. The drawn-out whine that falls from her throat is embarrassingly high, but it answers Brett's question. Coquettish pleas for more leave Lainey's spit-slick lips, and Brett doesn't hesitate to indulge. He makes quick work of their clothes until both of them are bare. Lainey kisses Brett deeply, threading her fingers roughly through his hair as he presses his thick index finger into her dripping cunt. "So what?" he mutters into Lainey's mouth. One of Lainey's hands travels down to Brett's erection. She pumps his cock, spreading pre-cum down the length to ease the slide of her hand. An undeniable pleasure sparks under his skin with every stroke of his cock, and low groans are ripped through his throat. Brett puts another finger inside Lainey, making her moan and squirm, almost fucking herself down on his fingers. He scissors his fingers, stretching out Lainey's tight pussy. "Please," Lainey moans breathlessly. "Please, I need you in me." Obeying Lainey's pleas, Brett removes his fingers from her tight heat and lines up his cock, pushing into her wet pussy. Lainey lets out a loud moan at the feeling of being stuffed full, grabbing onto Brett's shoulders and digging her nails into his skin. Brett groans at the stinging pain, but it only enhances the pleasure. He thrusts into her cunt, their thighs lewdly slapping between each other. Lainey grabs at him, pulling him down and crushing their lips together. She can't stop her choked moans and whimpers as Brett pounds into her, setting a relentless pace as he fucks Lainey down into the car seat. It was overwhelming. Lainey feels herself tighten as Brett hits her G-spot. Over and over, Brett gives a particularly rough thrust, making Lainey's hips jerk up uncontrollably as she comes with a cry. Brett moans at the feeling of rhythmic clenching around his length and comes deep inside Lainey. He pulls out and watches his cum drip out of her pussy. Lainey tiredly lifts her head and gives Brett a satisfied smile, which he mirrors on his own face. "Well, you definitely proven to me how grateful you are," Lainey chuckles. "Why don't we go for a round two back at my place?" "I'd love to," Brett says, eyes sparkling in excitement.